the model was shot at the time.
Yeah, I remember. They said the model was.
Was.
I remember that. Okay. Okay, we'll go on the inning of St. Alamotar, Thursday night, Mirtz Hashem, starting St. Alamotar. But we'll go on, some everybody knows you have to say it, and everybody knows that if a person forgets St. Alamotar, he has to say davening over. So the question comes up like this, that this happens, especially when it's just the beginning. So let's say a person came the last minute, you know, Erev Shabbos, sometimes people are in a little rush, and they say Mincha, right? And then after Mincha, they realize they forgot the St. Alamot, right? Or let's say by Chazaras HaShatz or whatever, right? And now it's too late for them to daven another Mincha. It's already too late. We already talked about last week how late you could daven Mincha. It's too late. You can't daven Mincha. So usually what do you do in such a situation? You have to daven two Maarivs. So the question is this true even on a Friday Mincha? So the Shaila is already brought up by the Tilal David, one of the Achorinim on Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't give an answer. But in the Yeshua Siakov, he also says, somebody asked him this question, and he right away says it's totally in a famous Shaila. The famous Shaila is, what do you do if you forget Yalav Yovoy on Rosh Chodesh Mincha? So you have to daven another. You have to daven over. What if it got too late? So do you do two Maarivs Motzei Rosh Chodesh? Right? In other words, are you supposed to do two Maarivs on Motzei Rosh Chodesh? So this is already a machlokes. Tosis already brings the machlokes in brachos. Machlokes between the Ri and the Chachmei Provincia. The machlokes goes like this, that the Ri said, what's the point? I'm going to say two Maarivs, I'm not going to chop Yalav Yovoy anyways. But the whole thing that I daven Shemun Esrei, I missed Yalav Yovoy. So what am I saying another Maariv for? It's Matzei, there's no point. So Mameli said, it's nothing to do about it, just daven one Maariv and that's it. The Chachmei Provincia argued, and they said that, no, if you missed Yalav Yovoy and Rosh Chodesh, you didn't daven. It's possible, you didn't daven. If you didn't daven, so you don't have mincha. If you don't have mincha, you have to have two Maarivs. You're going to tell me what you're going to gain? Sure, I'll gain. I didn't daven. So at least I'll have a new Maariv now. So b'may pligi, everybody, mekubal pshat, even though it's shver, that's a whole shear in itself, but I'll still go with the mekubal pshat anyways. The pshat that's mekubal in the world is that they're arguing about when one misses Yalav Yovoy on Rosh Chodesh, is the pshat that the Shemoyne Esrei was kosher, but he didn't yoytze Yalav Yovoy, or is the Shemoyne Esrei pasul? So the Chachmei Provincia held that if you're supposed to say something in Shemoyne Esrei and you didn't, the whole Shemoyne Esrei is pasul. So you didn't daven. You didn't daven. You have to daven two Maarivs. The Ri held that your Shemoyne Esrei was kosher. So you just didn't yoytze the chiyuv of Yalav Yovoy. So therefore he said, what's the point of davening to Maarivs? You're not going to say Yalav Yovoy anyways.
Would that be true even, let's say, a mincha and yom tov?
Oh, same thing. What happened exactly to the person? Mincha yom tov, what did he do?
He didn't say Yalav Yovoy.
I mean, he didn't say what mincha, what did he daven? Atav HaKartanu, what did he do? He did a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, let's say. It says, right, it says in Shulchan Aruch Hu Adin, Shulchan Aruch gives another example, a person, Shabbos Mincha or Yom Tov Mincha, he daven weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Mitchila ve'ad Soif, yeah? He just said regular Kishayim Hashem Erker, turned to the wrong page, did the whole weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Same Achloikas, says the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Ri, there's no point. Shouldn't daven two Maarivs. Because what's he going to gain? Another weekday Shemoneh Esrei? Shen gedavent a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. And according to Chachmei Provincia, you should daven two Meirs. This is the din that it says in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Simin Kuvches. That in all these cases, whenever the mistake that I made, I daven Shmon Esri, but I made a mistake. And now, at Meirs, I'm not going to say that the thing that I didn't say anyways. So it's always a machlekes. So what do you do if it's a machlekes? Says the Shulchan Aruch, what you should do is, you should daven two Meirs, but make a t'nai. If the second Meirv is an obligation, then I'm doing it l'shem chayva. If the second Meirv is potter, then I'm doing it l'shem nedava. So this is the din l'maisa, that if let's say this really happened to somebody, he forgot yalav yava mincha rish chayrish, so on matzei rish chayrish, he will have to daven two Meirvs. He will daven the regular Meirv, and then by the second Meirv, he'll make this t'nai. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The same thing says the Magen Avraham, what if somebody forgot? Oh, no, that's not the same thing. That's easier, so fine. So we gave a few of those type of things. Either he forgot Yalav Yavoi, or he forgot, instead of davening Mincha Shabbos, he davened Mincha Weekday. Instead of Mincha Yom Tif, he davened Mincha Weekday. And all these things, it's always the same achleikas, and you always end up davening twice with a t'nai on the second one.
And you do that on Shabbos?
Oh, zokt already the Mishnah Berurah, and from Lamala B'Kodesh, the Hani Mili, when are you allowed to make a t'nai? That's if it's a weekday. Then the din is, why? Because the din is on a weekday, you're allowed to mispalel Me'ikra Din 100 times if you want. You can make tefillos nedavos as much as you want. But on Shabbos, it's already a Rambam, Perek Alef of Hilchos Tefillah, you're not allowed to do any nedavos. One Shmoneh Esrei a person. For example, let's say a person, you know, I think it was, they say Minchas Elazar, I think, maybe somebody else, the first child became as a Rav, the person said, Rebbe, I have a tefillin on, only one tefillin, I don't remember, did I daven and I'm taking off my tefillin? Or am I putting on my tefillin now and I'm going into daven? Right? So that was the first child he got. So the din is Sofik Ispalo. Yeah, that's Mamish. Yeah, that was the first child he got. So the din is Sofik Ispalo on a weekday. You say, if I davened already, it should be in a dava. Right. If not, but if it's Shabbos, you can't do anything about it. Sofik Ispalo, you're stuck. Anytime you're stuck on Shabbos, you never have the Eitzah, because the Rambam says, B'Shabbos ain mispal in a Dovah. There's no Tfilas in Dovah on Shabbos. Because the by weekdays, it's not, well, that's Musaf. But by weekdays, you're like Tfilas of Bakoshas. So Mimele, you're allowed to ask a lot of Tfilas. But on Shabbos, it's like Shevach. You're saying about the day of Shabbos, so they didn't allow more than...
What's wrong with saying Shevach?
I guess the pshat is, if you said Shevach, it's like stam levatol. Like you say, Shabbos is a good day. You can't, one time you say it, to ask, there's more to ask and more to ask. There's no end to like how.
Any reason that they took out all the bakashas? Because they didn't want to...
Matriah.
Matriah,
so you're saying that's why. They don't want you to doubt you. But the reason, I think the reason is because if you need something, you're allowed to daven 1,000 times to ask Hashem, please give it to me, right? I need refuah. You can daven 1,000 times for the refuah. But for the Shevach, you said that the Shabbos is... That's it.
Those are the times. If you add Shevach, that's enough. That's what you're
going to
say. Right.
That's
with the Rusakim. That's it. You just say this, period.
Oh, I'll say that. You mean because you're not supposed to... Saiminu Samtinu Shkul Shvach Adamar. Ayer. Okay. Good. So anyways, that's the halacha. Shabbos, you can never daven extras. So it turns out that all these eights are all good for weekdays. But let's say Erev Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot, you ran in, right? Last minute, zooming through Mincha, you forgot Yalav Yavai Rosh Chodesh Mincha. There's nothing you can do about it. Because it's going to be a machlekes if you should daven two Meirvs Friday night. Same machlekes again, and he won't have an eitz. He can't do it because you can't get into a machlekes on Shabbos. You can't make a tenai of a nedava. So you daven one Meirv, and that's all you can do. So zok the shuas yankiv, hein hein advarim. That's the same thing here. The person came in Friday, right? And this Friday, he's supposed to be saying V'sein Talumotar. And he forgot V'sein Talumotar. So if it would be a weekday, there'd be no problem. Tam's two Ma'arvs. But tonight, it's going to be a Machlekes to read with the Chachmei Provincia. Why? Because Friday night, we don't say V'sein Talumotar, right? The only way it's shaykh to say V'sein Talumotar Friday night is if you are davening weekday by mistake. Right? And you got all the Baruch Aleinu. Even that school of Avula, it's not even for sure what you do then. But Al-Kopanim, normally you for sure don't say V'sein Talumotar on Friday night. So Memela, according to the Re, you wouldn't say two Ma'arivs. Because you're not gonna fix your problem anyways. According to the Chachmei Provincia, you would, because whenever you miss something, it's not davened, lo yispal. So you have to do two ma'arivs. So memela, the shu'as Yaakov Paskins, be'emes, you got yourself into a machloikas. According to one rishon, you would be davening two Friday night ma'arivs. According to the other rishon, you won't be davening two Friday night ma'arivs. And memela, you're stuck. You're stuck, like always, like the Mishnah Berurah. There's nothing you can do. We'll see later. There is really a chayr 1-8 you can do. What could a person do? How could a person get an extra Meyer Friday night? There is one Eitzah. We'll talk about it at the end. Me'ein Sheva. He could have in mind when the Chazan does the Chazar Sashatz to be Eitzah with him. We'll get into that at the end of the whole Shmuz. But there's no Eitzah to daven two Meyers. That's his Psak. So that's how he comes out. And also the Ketzes HaShulchan, you know, from Avram Chaim Noah. He has a sefer Ketzes HaShulchan, Rav Avram Chaim Noah, you know, the one who made the shiurim, the small shiurim was him. So he wrote Ketzes HaShulchan. In his sefer, he says the exact same cheshbin. He says if a person came to shul, he forgot V'sein Talumotar Mincha Friday, this Friday, so then he's got himself stuck into a machlekes rishonim if he can make two ma'arivs. So ein etza, there's nothing he can do. He just has to manage with one ma'ariv. That's it. No etza. Oh, very good. Mamish got to state in Rav Chaim al Hashas in the stencils. Bidvar Misha Shochach Vesein Talu Motor Erev Shabbos Mincha. Shehadin Hu that you daven two Ma'arivs. That's how he starts. Ke'ilu, that's the din. He doesn't even say, where does it say that that's the din? It's just like, Ke'ilu, that's the din. I just saw now that Rav Yerucham Olshan printed a shtickel in a sefer called Tehila Leoina on Masech Tainis, and he says, Rav Chaim like said, that's the din, but I don't know where does it say this din. In the Shuz Yaakov, it says not the din, and they say, I don't think the Rav Chaim learned this farm anyway, I don't know, but where it says that it is the din, I don't either know. So Al Kapanim, he said, that's the din. Maybe the diuk is, we'll see later, Kamas Farim writes that there's a shtickel diuk from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch writes all the types of cases, and it never said the case of Saint Talamotar. So it seems like that's not a case of this Machlekes. That's a slight diik, that the Saint Talamotar is different. Or else it gives all the cases. It says if it's Yalv Yavoi, or if it's a weekday Shemoneh Esrei, why doesn't it give you a case? This could happen very often, every Mincha Friday. You have this question, if somebody forgot the Saint Talamotar, and no one brings this case. So Rav Chaim says the pshat is because the din is, you do say two ma'arivs. Fact Rav Chaim, what's the difference? Why should everyone agree? So Rav Chaim, the difference is azoy. If a person skipped out Yalav Yavoi, so it's taka machloikas, like we said before. Some say it's a puzzle. It's puzzle. Your whole davening is nishke davened. And others say, no, the davening was kosher, but you just missed Yalav Yavoi. But by V'sein Talumotar, there the pshat is it's part of the matbeah of Baruch Aleinu. It's mamish part of the words of Baruch Aleinu. And anyone who skips out V'sein Talumotar is considered a Mishanami matbeah shetavu chachamim. It's like he was makalkal the whole Baruch Aleinu. And he's no Baruch Aleinu. If you don't have Baruch Aleinu, everyone's going to say you didn't daven. So Memela, everyone agrees it's worse over here. And over here, it's like you didn't say Baruch Aleinu at all. And if somebody says Baruch Aleinu, of course he can daven to Ma'arivs, L'chulei Am. He doesn't tell us. He doesn't say in that piece in Rav Chaim. Later on, if we have time, we'll try to figure out what will be by Mashiv Aruch. He only said it for Baal Pisvara, why not? Well, there is the Shita of the Vilna Goyin. The Vilna Goyin Shita is that you're never called the Mishana as long as you end it off Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashanim, as long as the words right before Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashanim, Baruch Hashanim, that's enough. We'll see. The way I'm going to say Pshat Rav Chaim won't be a steer on him. Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like the Gra. The Mishnah Berurah always goes that there's a main words in every bracha. Every bracha has its main words. If you're missing the main words in the middle, it's Mishana Mitz Beishat Tavach Chacham. What happened?
You're daydreaming and you start Baruch Aleinu. Before you know it, you're at the end of the bracha.
Yeah, and so did you save Saint Almot or you didn't?
Not Saint Almot, La Machina.
Okay, yeah. You said it.
Don't say every word.
But you said it.
You said if you don't say every word in the Shemoneh Esrei.
No, if you may say the main words. The Mishnah Berurah says, like Lamashal, he says. Let's say Tekaba Shafer. He says, if you didn't say anything about Kibbutz Golias, that's the main line. You're a Mishana Mitzvah, Shek Tavu Chachamim. If you said, V'kab Tzeinu Yachad, Me'ar B'kan V'sa Oretz, then the other words are not Ma'akev. Each bracha, you have to go to the main line.
The main of the Chasima.
Okay, that's probably a good way. You could look, the way you know you really is by learning the Gemara Megillah, where it says, Mazkir, Kibbutz Golis, Mazkir, Birkas Hashanah. Whatever it says, that's how you know what's the main words, and that's what it goes by. Fine, so Al Kaponim. That's what Rav Chaim says. Now, of course, Rav Chaim says this, we don't know from where. We'll try to find. How do you know that the Saint Talumotar is Mishana the Matbeya and Yalav Yavoy isn't? He's just saying, as I use this, Yalav Yavoy, if you skip Yalav Yavoy, or you skip out, all right, that's the one that he says, Yalav Yavoy. So then it's called that you just skipped out Yalav Yavoy, but the Mishmon Esrei is kosher. That didn't become the matbeya. Mashenkein v'sein talumotar is mamish the matbeya. So somebody told me a pshat. I think that might be carved to the pshutai.
One is your shayl, right?
Right.
So the fact that your shayl is part of the bracha of being right.
Right, meaning because the difference is there. It's part of the idea of baruch aleinu. What's baruch aleinu? That Hashem should give us a good year of crops.
Right.
So it's the rain v'sein talumotar is part of the actual bracha. You know, it's about rain for crops. Yalav Yavoy is not part of the regular Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. It's a Azkara. It's not the Nusach of Ritzei. So therefore, Allah Nisim, you should know that my father said over from one of the Salvechiks, he said that it's Mashman the Rambam. It is a long Moedim because it's Mamish. Thank you. It is part of a Moedim.
So that it is a main
but it's not Makif. It's not Makif. That Matbeya is not Makif. Al Kaponim, it comes out that Rav Chaim paskened not like the Shus Yaakov. Rav Chaim paskened that Baruch Aleinu, that the Vesei Talumotar is Mamash of the Matbeya. And if you're Mashani, you lost your Baruch Aleinu, you say two Makifs. So before we go any further, there are some big kashas on Rav Chaim. One, the Har Tzvi in Siman Nun Dalet. Says, I heard over that Rav Chaim said that if somebody doesn't say V'sein Talumotar, he's Mishana the Matbeya, and he has to daven two Ma'arevs. Zok there, first of all, the Magen Avraham paskins like the Shus Yaakov. And it's true, if you look in the Magen Avraham in Simin Kuf Ches, it's Mavur that he holds like the Shus Yaakov, that the V'sein Talumotar is the same like Yalav Yavoy. And Friday night, you cannot do two Ma'arevs. That's number one. Number two, he says, I don't understand it. He says, how in the world could you tell me that V'sein Tal Umotar is Mishana Mimatbeya Shetovu Chachamim and Yalav Yavoy is not? Ipcha Mistavr. Because Yalav Yavoy, what's the din if you remember by Val Kulam that you forgot Yalav Yavoy? You need to do over it say. What happens if you forgot the Saint Talumotar and you remember, you say the Shema Kuleinu? So, Ipcha Mistab is up there. The Saint Talumotar is not the Mishana, the Matbeya Baruch Aleinu. You just have to say it anywhere. You can say it here, you can say it there. It's not the Matbeya. You don't have to say it at all, Baruch Aleinu B'diem. If anything, you have to say it there. So he doesn't understand how could Rav Chaim say that it's in the Matbeya when you don't even have to say it there. That's the kasha he asks. So I one time heard a very nice pshat from somebody, but afterwards I realized it's not so. But the pshat is like this. I heard a very nice pshat from a chashav Talmud Chacham. He said, the machlokes between the Har Tzvi and Rav Chaim is a machlokes between the Be'er Halacha and the Prima Gadim. Be'er Halacha says in Siman Kuf Yud Zayin that on the din there, that if you forgot the Saint Halamotah, you should say Nishma Kaleinu. So the Be'er Halacha near Ali, that hu adin, if you forgot any main line of any bracha, let's say by Tekab Shefer, you forgot to say Bekabtzeinu, or by Hashiva, you forgot to say the main line, you could say it also in Shema Kaleinu. Any bracha that you messed up, you can fix it in Shema Kaleinu. Because just like it fixed the same Talu Matar, so too you could fix any main line. Zok the Be'er Halacha, I found the Prima Gadim. He says, later on, I found the Prima Gadim in Kufya Tes, argues on me. Prima Gadim says, if you miss the main line of a bracha, it's farfalan, you can't fix it. I've seen Talamotar. That's because it's not really mamish. It's an extra thing you put in half of the year. But you can't fix it. Or if you mamish or makalko, that's in bracha. But the Be'er Halacha says, you should rely on me because he has mitzarif another kula that he found from another, from a pre chadish. You should rely on me. But Lamai said, the Prima Gadim held nishtazoi. He held, you cannot fix the ikar bracha. So this Talmud Chacham said azoi. Rav Chaim holds like the Be'er Halacha, that even when you're Mishaneh the Matbeya, when you were clearly were Mamish Mishaneh the Matbeya, like you skipped out Kibbutz Golis, Ein Lecha Mishaneh Gorol Mizeh, Shema Kaleinu can fix it up. So, Memela, the Har Tzvi's Kasha would be for Enfant. The Har Tzvi Tainid, that you see that it's not the Matbeya, because you're allowed to say it in Shema Kaleinu. But what's the answer you going to say when it comes to the Kabtzeinu Yachad? That's the Matbeah. If that's not, then what is? And yet, the Mishnah Berurah says that also can be fixed up in Shema Kaleinu. So the fact that you can fix it in Shema Kaleinu is not a raya to not being a Matbeah. Mashen Kein, the Har Tzvi, is going like the Prima Gadim, that if you change the Matbeah, you cannot fix it in Shema Kaleinu. So Mimela, It's taka good raya. Being that you could say the same talamotar in Shema Kaleinu is a good raya that it's not the matbeah.
The Be'er Halacha
says that
by Mashi Baruch.
No. Mashi Baruch? No, I don't think so. No, only in the Mitzayos, not in the because there's already Tosfos that Rishonos are Shvach and Shvach doesn't belong in Shema Kaleinu. That's a Tosfos already. So at first I thought it was a very nice pshat. But then afterwards I realized I don't think that that would satisfy the Har Tzvi. Even if you would tell that, because he would still say to him, to me, say, okay, but it's still less matbeya than Yalav Yom. Okay, fine, you could fix it up in Shema Kaleinu. But Yalav Yom, you cannot move from its place at all. You have to say it only there. So still, why is Baruch Aleinu more matbeya than Yalav Yavai? Still, Yalav Yavai is in the lead. You can't move it from Ritzei. So Baruch Aleinu, you got around my kasha a little bit. You're saying that even though you can fix it in Shema Kaleinu, it's still matbeya. Well, how do you know that?
If you forget Yalav Yavai on Yom Tov during the Birchas Hayom, and you're now in the middle of Ritzei,
I don't think so. I don't know if Yalav Yavai is ma'akev at all, but if it is, then you have to go back.
There's no place later on to make it up.
No. You're saying there just isn't
maybe
any place.
There would have been a type.
Maybe
of
if there would be.
Of a Shema Kaleinu type of thing, but there isn't.
There is nothing else you could do. I see.
In other words, it would be equal.
Okay, so would still so, but he would still probably say, "How do you
know?
How do you know?" Right? He still would say, "How do you know?" I hear you're making it a little better still. There's nowhere else you could put it, and here there is somewhere. Okay, so it would only come, but he would still say, "How do you know?" Okay, that's one kasha. So for this kasha, I wanted to say a different teretz. But it's not really exactly the words of that's printed there in stencil, so I don't know if it's exactly the Mechuvan Reb Chaim or not, but I want to be matziah possible what he meant. I wanted to say the Mekoyer of the Reb Chaim was saying that V'sein Talu Motor is Mamish the Matbea, is from the Gemara in Tainis, and Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, how do we know that you're supposed to say Mashi Baruach in V'sein Talu Motor in Shmoyne Esri? So the Gemara says, because it says, Ula avdoi b'chol levavchem, ve'eza hu avoida shebelev, hevei oimer zu tefila, ve'nosati metar artzichem. And it says in the next pasuk, there's going to be rain. So you see that the avoida was to daven for rain. When the Torah described the inyan of tefila, it was describing someone davening for rain, and on that it's saying, Hashem will answer you and give you rain. So, oi bezoi, it comes out, may Ikre hatfila is to daven for rain. It's not like, since it's...
The first tefila.
And Rabbeinu Soloveitchik used to always say on that, this Gemara, and he used to bring the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, on Beis Amud Aleph and Tainis, says a little new knach in the way to read the Gemara. The regular way is, that it's like a limud, a drasha, that you should daven for rain. Rabbeinu Chananel says, we see from here that the way you get rain is through tefillah. Hashem made a special thing about rain, that the way we get rain is with tefillah. So he used to say that on that pasuk, the aid that it says in Rashi, since Adam HaRishon wasn't born yet, wasn't created yet, no rain could come, because there was no one around to daven for rain. I, Hashem made trees, and everything else was running without him. But rain has a special thing, that the way rain comes is through davening. So Oy Bezoy, it comes out that that's Me'ikrei HaTfila, so therefore Rav Chaim is saying it's not like Stam, you said a kosher of Shmoneh Esrei, but you missed the added thing. No, you missed the Iker in Shmoneh Esrei. But here, this part I got from Rav Nosson Nuspam Shlita. He said that Oy Bezoy, Rav Chaim would be saying that it's the Matbeya of the tefillah, of the Shmoyne Esrei. Rav Chaim didn't mean you were Meshane Borech Aleinu, per se. He means you were Meshane the Shmoyne Esrei. The Chachamim said, a Iker piece in Shmoyne Esrei is to staven for rain. It's to say V'sein Talu Motor Livracha Al Pnei Adama. If you didn't say that, you didn't daven. It's like you missed a bracha. You didn't miss a bracha. You missed a piece which is ma'akiv in davening, because that's an ikar in tefillah. So therefore you have to daven two ma'arvs, because you're missing part of your Shmoneh Esrei. Izoi bazoi, he wanted to answer the kash of the Hartzvi. Rav Nosson Nussbaum wanted to answer the kash of the Hartzvi. Hartzvi asked, what do you mean? You could say in Shema Kirleinu, so it's not... Because then they didn't make the tikkun of that tikkun, you know.
Only when it's a bracha.
Well, okay, but on Shabbos we don't bake makashas, right? So it's a different kind of tefillah. It's a tefillah of shvach, so they didn't put it in. But it's in a bakasha kind of Shmoneh Esrei. If you don't have it, you don't have a tefillah. But not that you don't have a baruch aleinu. That's the ikar nekuda that he wanted to say. If you look in the words, it doesn't say befeirish in the stencil. He just says it's mishana mi'matbeya shetav chachamim. At first glance, you think he means you have a bad baruch aleinu. But he wants to say, no, it doesn't mean it's a bad baruch aleinu. It's a not good Shmoneh Esrei. And Rabbi Zeh, we're miyashiv both things at one time. We have miyashiv the Hartzvi's kasha from Shema Koleinu. And we're also miyashiv how he knows the whole thing. How does Rav Chaim know that V'sein Talu Motor is more important than Yal V'Yavi? The answer is because it comes from that Gemara. Because that is a main piece of tefillah. It's not like an extra. It's the ikar thing in love the b'chol levavcha.
But the whole summer we're not davening for rain. We're davening for bracha.
Well, of course, because we don't want rain. Then, but I'm saying, in other words, when it's time, when it's the right time, then
it becomes. The ikar is missing.
Mitzvah etzchem be'ita. Yeah.
But ikar is chazon ha'sefer 6 months a year.
Iker just means that they made it, they were sucking it to be an Iker, because since it's the main thing of tefillah, when you need it, when you don't need it, then it's obviously not this much.
Not
I think the Gemara says that, right? Because you can't say the Saint Talmud Mater. Yeah, I think it says that. Yeah, right. Oh, so with this, what? We say they have a special tefillah to say there. But Anenu, yeah. Right, because that's not Takanas Chazal. That you're Yaitu with the Saint Talmud Mater Levracha. With that line, you said the Iker line. To ask for extra tefillahs for rain, that's already not Ma'akev. With this Yisoid, I think we can answer another Kasha that Rabbi Yochum Olshan asked on Rav Chaim. In the Tefillah Yoyin, he asked the Kasha on Rav Chaim. There's a Gemara that goes like this. The Gemara said, it's a Braisa, on Chof Tes in Brachas. It says, if somebody forgot Mashiv HaRuach, then he's got to daven over because you're not allowed to say Mashiv HaRuach in Shema Kolein. That was what we were just talking before, because Taisus explains, Mashiv HaRuach is a Shevach, it's not a Bakasha, it's not a Tefillah, it's a praise. And Shevach doesn't fit in Shema Kolein. But if somebody forgets V'sein Talu Motor, then he doesn't say Shemon Esrei over, because you could say it in Shema Kolein. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Since you could, but he didn't. So the Gemara says, what it means is, if you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, then you'll have to daven Shemona Esrei over yourself. You yourself are going to have to daven Shemona Esrei over. But if you skipped out saying Talmud Mater and you're done Shemona Esrei, you don't have to say your own Shemona Esrei over. Just listen to Chazar's Hashatz and Yotzi with the Shatz. That's how the Gemara says. So then the Gemara slugs that pshat up and the Gemara changes the pshat to a different pshat. So this piece of Gemara is min hakoshes shebemikdash. Very hard piece of Gemara to understand. First of all, it doesn't flow. So what's happening? If you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, then you have to do your own. Why? Why can't I yotzi with the shatz?
What happens to all the people who can't
daven? Okay, if you can't daven, you're always yotzi with the shatz. We're talking about somebody who knows how to daven. So what's the difference? What's the price of talk saying? If you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, you have to do it yourself. If you forgot Saint Talmud Mater, you yotzi with the shatz. Why? And also, how it said something else. The Braisa said, if you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, it says Befeirsh in the Braisa, if you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, then you have to say Shemone Esrei again because you can't say it in Shema Keleinu. If you forgot V'sein Talmud Mater, then you can yoytze with the shatz. Why? Because I can say it in Shema Keleinu. Ma in Shemit Ezar Sinai. Since you can say it in Shema Keleinu, you can yoytze with the shatz. Since you can't say it in Shema Keleinu, you can't. What's the whole Gemara's Mavsh? Tzorich Bir God. So there's a beautiful pshat there in the Meloi HaRoyim in the back of the Gemara, you know, the Meloi HaRoyim. He says, pshat. He says, in order to know this Gemara, you have to read Taisvis on Amid Beis. Taisvis on Amid Beis says the following. We know that really, usually, if you want to yoytzi, you can yoytzi with somebody else. Can mitzi you with things, brachas and so on. Shemayna Esrei, Chazal don't want mitzi, right? Since it's Rachmininu, they want everyone to down with their own heart. They should say it themselves. Zok Toisvis. Hani Mili, if you need to yoytze the whole Shemina Esrei with the shatz, or even if you missed one bracha, let's say by mistake, you forgot a whole bracha, you did Shemina Esrei without a bracha, then you must do it yourself. You are not allowed to use the shatz. However, if you did the whole Shemina Esrei good, but you just forgot Yalevi Yavoi, you are allowed to hear, to listen to the shatz. And you know that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch too. That if, let's say, a person skipped out part of Shemon Esrei, he's got to say it over himself. If a person forgot Yalevi Yavoi, then he may just stand there and listen to the whole Chazaras HaShatz from beginning to end, and Yoytze Azoi. Just as the Mishnah Berurah says, Ha'achoreinim Kosuz Zeloi Tzatayev Bizmanenu, because who's going to say that they're going to listen to Chazaras HaShatz from the beginning to the end? But it's just, you could. It's the din, it still works. If a person did it, it's good.
Why the beginning to the end? Why can't
because he forgot Yalevi Yavoi, and he's already done Shemon Esrei. So you have to say over the whole Shemon Esrei, right? So Mimela, you're allowed a yaitzeh with the shatz. Okay, where is this nagia practically? Let's say you can't remember if you said the Aleph Yavah. Right? So the din is, yes, you do say Shemoneh Esrei over if you're not sure. But let's say you're pretty sure, not some people are like that. So then they could just listen to the shatz. And the din is your yaitzeh. So why? Because it's only a Aleph Yavah. But if it's the whole bracha, then you have to do it yourself. That's pshat in the braisa. The braisa is saying like this. If a person didn't say mashiv haruach, he ruined the whole bracha. Because he was meshane the matbeya shetavuch hachamim. So memela, it's like you missed a bracha, so you got to say it yourself. But if you missed v'sein talu motor, Zok the Braisa, just use the shatz. Why? Because I didn't ruin the bracha. I didn't ruin the bracha because Sheyochel Meshem Tefillah, the Saint Talamater doesn't ruin Baruch Aleinu. You're allowed to say in Shema Kaleinu. So Memelei, what did you ruin? You didn't say the Saint Talamater. All right, that's like Yalavi Yavai. Isn't that some Amish Vasai Mishak? The pshat is that the Gemara is saying that if you ruined the bracha, if you didn't say Mashiv Aruch, you ruined the bracha. So what's the raya? You ruined the bracha because you can't say it in Shema Kolein. You have to say it right here. So Memela, you ruined the bracha. You have to daven over yourself. But if you forgot the saying Talu Matar, you're done Shemoneh Esrei and you remember after Shemoneh Esrei, I forgot Zin Mat. No problem. Just get the Chazan. He will be Maitzi me. Why can he be Maitzi? Because I didn't lose a bracha here. I did not lose a bracha of the same talu of Baruch Aleinu, because the same talu matar could go into Shema Kaleinu as well as it could go into Baruch Aleinu. So it's a raya that he didn't ruin the bracha. So Mimela, it's just I lost the same talu matar alone. So for that, I can use the shatz. Mamish, a beautiful pshat. So Im Kain, basically, this Gemara is saying what the Har Tzvi said. This Gemara is Mamish saying the Har Tzvi's vart. The Har Tzvi said that he can't see how could Rav Chaim possibly say that v'sein talu motor is meshane the matbeya of Baruch Aleinu. How could it be? You're allowed to say it in Shema Kaleinu. Now it's not a Har Tzvi, it's a Gemara. The Gemara is saying that. The Gemara is saying that since v'sein talu motor could go into Shema Kaleinu, so you can use the shatz because you didn't lose the whole bracha. So he says, I don't know how Rav Chaim is going to learn this piece of Gemara. So, but Lufiani's daiti, quite the way, or if Nusbam teached the Rav Chaim, this kasha is also Bishuv. Because Rav Chaim is maskim that it was not Mishane that Baruch Aleinu. Rav Chaim is also maskim to that Gemara. That if you forgot the Saint Talmud, it's not Pshat. He never meant to say that he was Mekalkal the old Baruch Aleinu, that you didn't say a good Baruch Aleinu. Baruch Aleinu is fine. The problem is you missed the Iker and davening, that's all. So, Memelo, but you didn't miss the whole Bracha. You still didn't miss a whole bracha. You missed an important line. A line which is an ikar and davening. But for that, you're allowed to use a chazan. Just like Yalav Yav is also, according to some Rishayin, an ikar and davening. But, like we had earlier, some say if you miss Yalav Yav, it's kilo lo yispala. And some Rishayinim said. And yet, that's okay. You can use the chazan for that. As long as it's not a whole bracha, you can use the chazan. The klal is, as long as it's not an entire bracha, Mamish, one of the 18 whole brachas, you could use the chazan. So Rav Chaim will tell you, I also agree that when you didn't say v'sein talu matar, as important as it is, and it's an ikar and tefillah and everything, but it's not the entire Baruch Aleinu got ruined. So Memela, that's why the Gemara is good, even like Rav Chaim.
Why is it smart to say if you miss one bracha, you can't use the chazan, but if you miss the whole tefillah, you can use the chazan?
Well, ikar and tefillah, not the whole.
Well, no, Chaim's going to say, if you missed, at least from Nussbaum's word, if you missed Geshamim, you missed the whole tefillah. You didn't daven tefillah.
He's just saying you missed a line, which is Iker and tefillah. He's not saying more than that.
He's not saying it's like you didn't daven.
Well, like the didn't daven means any Iker and tefillah missing is like you didn't daven. Right. Like Yalav Yavai, the Ri said, or the Provincia said, if you missed that, you missed the Iker and davening, it's like the whole, you didn't daven, because you didn't say the whole thing.
But if I miss one bracha...
If I miss a whole bracha, it's more than missing an Iker. It's a whole bracha. If you're missing an Iker in davening, so then that's not gedavent, because you didn't daven the whole davening. If it's not a makapart, okay. But if it's a makapart, your mamish didn't have the whole davening, so then he davened two ma'ariv. But in order to have the din of the chazin, that's only if not just the ikar, but a whole bracha was missing. It's like a shiur, that a whole bracha that much already did not let you use a chazin. So that would answer all those both kashas on Rav Chaim. So far we ended up with two shitas lahalacha. According to Yeshuas Yaakov, which is really Magen Avram too, the din is that if you forgot Saint Talmater Mincha, you're in a machloikis, and you're stuck. According to Rav Chaim, if you forgot Saint Talmater Mincha, you daven two ma'arevs. Now we'll go to the third shita, the other extreme of Rav Chaim, and this is in the Tshuvas Chesed L'Avram. The Tshuvas Chesed L'Avram from the grandson of the Nesivis, as the Tshuvas called Chesed L'Avram, Madur Tinyan and Rav Chaim, Simin Chof, is also made on the question that we mentioned originally, that why aren't any of the Paiskim until the later Paiskim discussing the case of the Saint Talumata? The Re, Chachber Provincia, Mechaber, no one spoke about the case of the Saint Talumata until you get to the later Achrenim, like Magen Avram is the first one. So he says, nearly mamish the extreme polar opposite of Rav Chaim. He says, I hold the pshats like this. Ad kan loy pligia harishoinim about Yalavi Yavoi. Because some say Yalavi Yavoi is like Nishke Davint. And others say that Yalavi Yavoi is a kosher Shemona Esrei. And you just missed Yalavi Yavoi. But by V'sein Talu Motor and Mashiv HaRuach, I hold that everyone agrees it's a perfect kosher Shemona Esrei. And it's only that you didn't say V'sein Talu Motor. So Memela, being that here everyone agrees that it's a kosher Shemona Esrei, everyone agrees that there's no inyan of two ma'arevs. It's not even, you're not even stuck. You're vaday okay with one ma'arev l'chulei alma. Because since your mincha was kosher, it's just that you didn't do V'sein Talu Motor, and everyone agrees to that. So Memela, there's no V'sein Talu Motor tonight, so there's no point of two ma'arevs. So in other words, the pshat is, I think both Rav Chaim and the Chesed L'Avram came from the same question, but they went to two opposite ways. They both had the question, why doesn't anyone talk about Saint Talamata? So Rav Chaim went his way. No one talked about it because it's pashit that you daven two ma'arevs. Chesed L'Avram said, no one talked about it because it's pashit everyone holds you don't daven two ma'arevs. That's how he said. But he does not say his reasoning. In Rav Chaim, we gave a shtickle reasoning. Why? It's more than V'yala V'yave. But what would be the reasoning that V'sein Talu Motor is less than Yala V'yave? He's saying Yala V'yave is more potentially part of the Ikar Shemona Esrei, and then V'sein Talu Motor, that's just the extra thing that is not Ma'akiv. He doesn't say how he knows.
He's saying V'sein Bracha.
Oh, so somebody told me what you said. Right. Noam Hinberg, he wanted to say the same story you're saying. What?
Cousins.
Oh, okay. That he wanted to say, maybe the Svara was, because generally you did say that Inyan in Shemona Esrei. It's not like you could say, you didn't say clearly like you said, Baruch Aleinu, Shanim Toivis. So maybe, I don't know if that was his reason. He doesn't say what his reason is. Excuse me?
The Har Tzvi
was saying... Oh, you mean he was saying that since you can move it around... You mean it's similar to what he was saying.
That's the price.
Mm. Well, the price just compared it to Mashiv HaRuach. That Mashiv HaRuach is more. You're saying it's similar that maybe Yalav Yavah, since it's in that place, so it's more of the Matbea. Here, you can move it around. I hear. Maybe. Al Kaponim, that's the Svar he says.
But he still holds you have to repeat Shemona Esrei if you remember right afterwards.
Yes, because, right.
But it's a kosher.
Right, so he says that we have an old klal. That even if you have, that's vadai true, that even when you have 100% kosher Shemona Esrei, if you left out an extra, certain things you daven over. The best raya to that, the av l'kulam is, if a person forgot atochan antanu. So the din is that your Shemona Esrei is totally kosher, you just make it on wine. Let's say it ends up you don't have wine, then you've got to say over ma'ariv. In order to say atochan antanu, how could it be my ma'ariv is for sure kosher? So you see clearly that that's possible to be such a thing, that since you're mechuyev to say atochen antanu, that itself makes me do over the whole Shemoneh Esrei, even though the Shemoneh Esrei was kasher. Right, not midin redava. Mamish, a chiyuv mamish.
You have a right to the chesed lavan from Sefer Shmei Tshuva. By Melech Eitz Tzadok Mishpat, you say that instead of a Melech Mishpat, it's Be'ein.
Oh, you mean you see that idea that since you said Me'ein, since you said at least Melech Eiv, I hear that's a good shtickle dimin. Yeah, Al Kaparim. That's how he says. Rav Fisher in a tshuva was mechaventim. I don't know why nobody. I didn't see anyone bring down this psak of the Chesed Lavram. I did see the Hartzvi quoted a different part of that tshuva, but nobody brought this part. But Rav Fisher in the Yeshurun was mechaven me atzmoi. He says, I also hold the same way, like he didn't call him Chesed Lavram. He says, I hold that the whole machloikis is only Yalev Yavoi, but by St. Talumater, everyone agrees that Shemoneh Esrei was kasher. And he has a whole pilpul raya from Yushalmi's, which is no time to go into the pilpul. It seems to me tzarchi and gadol the pilpul, but Al Kaparim, that's how he comes out in Cheshbin. So, Hayoitze Mikol Anal is, there are three opinions about a person that forgot St. Talu Motor by Mincha Friday. According to the Mishnah Brura, Magen Avraham, it's a machloikis. According to Rav Chaim, you say two Shemoneh Esrei is Vaday. According to Chesed Lavram, and that's how Rav Fisher went, Vaday one Shemoneh Esrei. So where's the practical application of all this? The practical application is whether he should do the Eitzah of listening to Chazaras HaShatz when the Chazan says Mogin Ovis. I mean, you got to listen from Baruch Atah Hashem all the way till Mekadosh HaShabbos. And when you do that, the Shulchan Aruch gives a seitzah for somebody for whatever reason couldn't daven Ma'ariv or didn't daven Ma'ariv Friday night. So the din is that you listen to Magen Avos and you just really Mishnah Berurah says lechatchila you should say it along word for word with him. Here you wouldn't be able to do that lechatchila because you're in a shaila. You're not vaday chayv. You've got all these different opinions here. But you would listen to him, and then afterwards you would say, Oysa Shalom Bim Reimov. You go back 3 steps, say, Oysa Shalom Bim Reimov, and that, till the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So, Lemaise, Halacha Lemaise, if somebody asks me Lemaise, I would tell him, yes, do that. Because you'll be Yoytze, according to Rav Chaim, and according to Mishnah Brura also, it's a Machloikis, so you'll be Yoytze. However, now, lo and behold, in 2 volumes later in the Yeshurun, somebody wrote in, he says, I'm very misupik about Rav Fisher's thing. Rav Fisher said the thing about the Magen Avos. At the end, as we said, Rav Fisher said, really there's an eitzah of doing Magen Avos. But I paskin that you don't have to bother because my shita is it's vadei one ma'ariv, as we said earlier. Okay, but even though Rav Fisher says vadei one ma'ariv, Mishnah Brura holds suffik, and Rav Chaim said vadei two ma'ariv. So there is what to do. But a person wrote in, he said, I only found that if a person didn't daven Ma'ariv Friday night, then I see in Shulchan Aruch, you can yoitze with Magen Avos. But you're telling me that he wants to use the Magen Avos for the making up for a Mincha. How do you know Magen Avos could be for makeup of Mincha? That's what he wrote. So, lo and behold, right? Can you use Magen Avos for a tashlumin? He's saying, who's?
You can't use Chazaras HaShatz for stam tashlumin.
Oh, that's what you mean.
Shacharis.
Oh.
And you want to listen to Chazaras HaShatz.
You're right. It says that. It says that in the Shari Tshuva. You're right. Even that's even another issue because of that. But if even forgetting about that, Magen Avos, he set out to Magen Avos. So Be'emes, there's a machloikes about this thing. In the Primigodim, he says exactly what that person wrote in. Some Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva, he wrote in this thing. He says in Simen Kuf Chavav, you should know that this that it says Magen Avos works instead of Friday night Shemoneh Esrei is only for Friday night Shemoneh Esrei, but not for Tashlumin. However, in Shuvas Ma'aril, that's a Rishon, you know, our 1400s. Somebody asked him, if someone forgot he needs to do Tashlumin of Mincha, is he allowed to use Magen Avos Azoy V'shteit, that if somebody didn't daven Ma'ariv, he could use Magen Avos? So he says, I don't know what your shaila is. What's your shaila? Of course, what's the difference? I don't know what you're asking. What could be your shaila? He mamish went, the mamish farkert. So b'may pligi, what's that machlikas? What I would say pshat in that machlikas is azoy. The tour is tamea on the din itself. The din is from the Ga'inim. The Ga'inim were the ones that said that b'diavad you could use Magen Avos instead of Friday night Shemoneh Esrei. The tour brings it in Reish Samaches, and he's tamea. He says, how could you? Magen Avos is for the chazan. You're supposed to say seven brachos. Every private yid says seven brachos Friday night. Magen Avos doesn't have any seven brachos in it. How could you be yitzei? It was made for the chazan. It's Mayain, so Mayain is Mayain Nisht Mamish. I'll give you an example. In Rav Avadia Yosef, in a tshuva, has a list of achreinim, Kedarka Bakredish, that show from this tour what's the din if somebody said ala michya instead of benching. It's not a clear din, it's a big shmuz. So they said from the tour is a raya, you're not yoytze. Because the tour said that he's tameya. How could it be that instead of davening Friday night Shemoneh Esrei, yoytze with what's so shver? It's Mayain. Elamai the Torah is saying main is nishgenug, so main shalos nishgenug. That's what they said. The kids say that's what the.
And maybe it only helps you for Friday night davening. Who said it helps you for mincha?
Oh, so very good. So we're mamish getting to this. So the Torah says he's tamei on the din, but hazay is a din. What can you do? Hazay shteit in the grain. Zok the base Yosef. What's the answer? The answer is because anyways to daven ma'ariv in the first place is only rishus. Tefil sa'ariv is rishus. Why do we all daven ma'ariv? Kiblu alayu. No, so we're makabel that you can do with Magen Avos too. That's the reason why the Goyim let you get away with a Zah short thing, even though it's only Mayain, because the whole thing is a Rishus. Ezoi bezoi, zeir geshmak, zok the prima godim, hani mili, that you could use Magen Avos for Ma'ariv. But if you're trying to do Mincha, so that's not Rishus, so Mamela, it's no good. That would be pshat in the prima god. Now, so what's pshat in the Ma'aril? Why did the Ma'aril say, I don't know what you want? So, two options for him.
So he uses the regular one that you daven for the middle.
Oh, wait a minute. We'll get to that in a second. So One second. The Ma'aril will hold one of two things. Either he'll go like the Rishash. The Rishash in Daf Chavov and Bracha says, nearly, that if somebody forgot Mincha, and he has to do two Ma'aribs, they both have a din rishus. Zok the Rishash. Because Ma'arib is rishus. It's memela, even if you're davening two Ma'aribs, it doesn't take on the character of what you missed. It's what you missed, you missed. Now you do two of these. So memela, he says that they both have a din tefilas rishus. So even Ma'aril holds like that. Memela, he says, why shouldn't you be able to do it for two Ma'aribs? It's for Mincha, it doesn't go by that. It goes by that now, it's considered Rishus. Or, he doesn't hold like the Beis Yosef's Teretz, there's a Gros Teretz. The Beis Yosef's, the Teretz is because Tevil Sairus is Rishus. That's why you could get away with a Me'en. The Gros says that the reason is because the Goyim had a different Girsa in the Gemara. He brings Rav Amram's Girsa. Rav Amram Goyim's Girsa in the Gemara is that the original Takana of Tevil Sairus for every Yachid was Lichatchila, if you're early, you daven this long one. And b'diavad, you're late in this field, you came late, you daven the short one. So Chazal originally were misakin this as a proper Ma'ariv to be davened. So if the Ma'aril also went with that girsa, so then if it's a proper Ma'ariv, it's a proper Ma'ariv, it could go. So I'm giving two options for the Ma'aril. The bottom line is that it's a machloikes between the Prima Godim, the Ma'aril, whether one can do Tashlumin with Magen Avos. There's a tshuva from the Chavolim Bani'imim that he says it's borerly that if the Prima Godim would have seen the Ma'aril, he would have definitely been moited to the Ma'aril. So Memela, it comes out that it's a strong thing, and Ma'aril's a Rishon, it's a strong thing that you could even be Yoytze Tfilas Tashlumin with Magen Avos. So Memela, it's definitely a Kedai thing that if it really happened, that a person did forget Saint Talamotar by Friday, he should be mechaven by Mogen Avos, and he'll be yotzei very, very possibly yotzei. Now, that's the Iker Shmuz. There is one chap that you could do. Well, in this case, you won't be able to do it right now, so I won't say it. In this case, it wouldn't work. I just want to end off with one last thing that the Har Tzvi says, a geshmaka thing. He says a big nafkamina between Rav Chaim and the regular way, which is that it's just like a Yalav Yava kind of thing. And he says like this. It happened that one year it was Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And that year Rosh Chodesh Kislev was already during the Saint Talamotar. Okay, this year it doesn't work that way. But that year it was that way. So the person, Davin, Mincha, he forgot Yalav Yavi. He's Davin over the second time, he remembered Yalav Yavi. He's thinking too hard about Yalav Yavi, he forgot Saint Talamotar. Now what do you do? Should he daven a third time? So Zokt the Har Tzvi like this. He said, according to Rav Chaim, Poshet, he has to daven again, because since he missed the Saint Talamotar, he should daven. According to the Rishonim, he also had like this, and according to the Rishonim that say that even Yalav Yavai or anything is Nishkadavant, is Vaiter Nishkadavant. But if you go like the Shita that holds that Yalav Yavai and Talmud are the same, like the Magen Avraham, and you go like the Rishonim that it's a Kosher Shmoina Esrei, and just you missed the Yalav, so then you between the two of them, you're Yaitse. So Mimele, he said that Lamaisa, to tell the person, you can't tell the person he should daven a third Shemona Esrei Azoi. Because you have to Chayshish, that's an Iker Shita. That's an Iker Shita that it's not Nishkidavant, and that Talamotar is just Azkar. So Mimele, you got to tell him to make it Tanai. Again, that in case I have to, because it's not so sure that he has to. That's what he paskins. But that din itself is a big chiddush, or we'll have to say that for another time, that you're allowed to do one with that and one with that. Okay.
The way
that
Rebbe wants
the
answer is wrong, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like it's a takana for people that came
well,
late.
Well, that's the time to say that once they find that, once they meet their sponsors, then it's not my kind of thing.